Joining us here in the studio now are Jerry Wharton, the executive director of Chatham County Habitat for Humanity, and Harvey Harmon, the construction director for Chatham Habitat. And they're here to talk about a small house that they're building, a new sort of development for Habitat for Humanity. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Good to be here.
And this is sort of generated by the fact that this summer, Chatham Habitat for Humanity, in partnership with Central Carolina Community College and the Small House Institute, are building a small house in Chatham. And Harvey, I'll start with you since you're sort of in charge of the building of it. How is that going?
It's hot, but we're drinking lots of water and we're pounding lots of nails, and the students are really enthusiastic. So we're starting to put up walls starting Monday.
Awesome. So how did this come about in the first place? Jerry?
Well, Habitat's been looking for opportunities to collaborate with other community entities we're always looking. And Harvey has good connections with the college, and the college and Harvey came up with the plan of working together, and a small house is an excellent way to do that. We can do it right there at Habitat, so it's the class is easy for them to get to, and we were looking for an opportunity to really showcase something like this. Small houses, the first time I saw one was about a year ago, and when I heard about it, I thought, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. I got the opportunity to visit one, go in one. And it's remarkable the difference that you see from the inside.
Yeah.
And it can help solve a lot of problems for affordable housing, in that they're fairly easy to build, although they are well built, and you can put a lot of them in a small area, and really benefit a lot more people for the land that you've got to work with. And as we all know, land is getting more and more expensive, so any ideas that we can get to utilize land better is a good idea.
And I know I had the same, and I think a lot of people have the same reaction the first time you hear about the small house movement, or you see a picture of a small house, or get to go in one. You look at it from the outside, and it's like, oh, how do you fit anything at all in there? And then you go inside, and it's actually really nice. So before we, I want to talk about the relation of small houses to the affordable housing issue in Orange County and Chatham County and beyond. But you mentioned the fact that this is connected to a class at Central Carolina, at Central Carolina Community College, which, Harvey, you're teaching, right?
I've been teaching there for the last 17 years, so they have a program in green building and renewable technologies, and so we wanted to figure out a way to build this small house, so we kind of melded those things together. So it's a good thing for the community college. They're looking for things to do over the summer. It's a good thing for us because we build with volunteers anyway, so we're used to working with people. It's also a way for us to help build skill development. So
we're another good private public partnership.
Absolutely.
As well, colleges and nonprofits and agencies like that. So how many people are in the class?
8 people.
Okay.
Wide diversity, age range, high school students through seniors. So it's a lot of fun, about half and half women and men.
And what is their role going to be in the actual construction?
So they're doing the construction.
Okay. Is it just them, or are there other volunteers
as well?
Wow. Okay.
So people come in with minimal skill level, build a house. It's very empowering. So for them and for all of us. And also, I mean, one of the goals of doing small houses is just to show that it's not beyond the average person's capacity to build their own house.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that helps motivate this interest in small houses, is that people are looking for ways not only to make housing more affordable, but also to say, how can I do this myself too?
Yeah, I watch, and my parents in particular like to watch the Home and Garden Channel, just those weekend warrior shows where you undertake this DIY project of renovating a room in a house, and that's overwhelming. You never think about building a house as a DIY project, but now it can be with something like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and really cool that only 8 people working together can build a house and make something like this happen. Where is it going to be?
It is in our parking lot.
Okay.
They're on West Street in Chatham County in Pittsboro. It's located right on the street, and one of the reasons that we wanted to put it there was we want people driving by and looking and saying, You know, what's this? What's going on here? We're gonna put the first wall up on Monday, and so people really start to get an idea that something's, you know, something unique is going on there. It's a great commercial for us. It's a great commercial for us, Habitat, and a great commercial for the type of building that's going on. And just with the basic floor that we've gotten done so far, I've been stopped in the bank. I've been stopped in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I've been stopped in restaurants, and people are asking, "What are you doing there?" And it's a great opportunity to tell people about it, invite them over, let them see what's happening. We're going to have some open houses at a certain point where we reach out to people and invite them, get them over, see Habitat, see what we're doing, be in our parking lot, and see how well the house is built. There's always a question about, well, yeah, you've got college students doing it, and it's a small house. This is going to be a very well-built house.
Yeah.
And so they'll be able to see that. And then when it's finished, we'll have people, we'll bring people over and show them the rooms that they've got in there and talk about the versatility of a small house.
That's awesome. So we're talking with Jerry Wharton, Executive Director of Chatham Habitat, Harvey Harmon, the Construction Director. What is the house going to look like on the inside?
So it's about just under 600 square feet, and it's one bedroom, a handicapped accessible bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Handicap accessibility being an important aspect of this
house. This is one thing we want to do a little different with this house is show that you can have a small house that still can be wheelchair accessible, available for anyone to visit or live in. And then it has a great room, which is a combination kitchen, dining, living room. So basically, it's approximately almost one half that's the kind of living, dining, living room, kitchen, and the other half that's the bedroom, little entrance area, and then the handicap accessible bathroom sort of in between those two.
It's going to be really cool when it's done. And when I heard about this, it really jumped out at me because, you know, we've been talking for months now, and we were talking on the air with Champa Hall Mayor Mark Klatchman earlier today about just the trade-offs involved in sort of towns and counties and sort of local governments trying to fund on their own projects and infrastructural development and things like that. And the trade-off, of course, is that it tends to make it more expensive to live in places. So anything that promotes affordable housing is something that towns and county and everyone is looking for. And this is something that really isn't necessarily getting a lot of discussion in the conversation about affordable housing in the Western Triangle, but it's something that could be a very, very significant part of a larger affordable housing strategy, right?
Absolutely. This can be, affordable housing. Habitat deals with affordable housing for the 25% to 60% median income folks, and with land prices going up and land being less and less, we're starting to get squeezed out of being able to serve that entire range. Looking at small houses, a much lesser cost, being able to put more, you get the land zoned right and you put more houses on one piece of property, all that weighs into being able to absolutely serve the low end of the 25% to 60% median income. And it can be very affordable. I mean, to some people, this is a car payment.
Yeah.
And if we can turn that into a house payment, it all of a sudden attracts a lot more people.
And different types of people as well, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Instead of single families, other people you can serve.
It's going to be great if you're a handicapped individual and you want a house and you just don't, a big house, you got more room to get that you have to go back and forth in. You've got to clean. This is attractive there for those folks who their mom or their dad are getting along in age and they want to get them closer to home, but they don't want to get them in home. If you can put a small house on the property, then you've got that. Or kids that are moving out, but you don't want them to move all the way out.
Yep.
It's endless as far as the options that you can do with small houses.
Now it's a great project, and you can visit chathamhabitat.org for more details. And the house is going to be at 467 West Street again.
Correct.
In Pittsburgh. Yep. And how else can people get involved with Chatham Habitat?
Well, we always welcome volunteers so you can help on the construction projects. It's a great way to get construction skills as well as doing good work for the community. Other volunteer options, you can go to our website. There's a lot of information there about where to how to plug in. But also the community college has other classes in building construction. CC Central Carolina Community College in Pittsburgh and the Small House Institute does workshops and other classes as well. You can also call me, the construction director, at 919-799-6819. 919-799-6819. Be happy to talk to anybody more about any of these ideas and give them any information that I have.
There are lots of opportunities to get involved other than building. A lot of people get a little nervous when they get around saws and hammers. We can get them there at some point. But
guilty as far as that goes, yeah.
There are restores where we've got a lot of volunteers that do that work in the restores, and we've got volunteers that work in the office. We've got volunteers that help fundraise. We've got volunteers that help promote, and that's Chatham County. That's Orange County. That's Durham County. Wake County. Any Habitat has lots of opportunities for people at any skill level, pretty much any age, to get involved in volunteering.
All right, sounds good. Jerry Harvey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.